The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's up, fellow addicts? I do that for Ralph. I know he loves it. Hashtag fellow addicts. Hashtag addicts. Hashtag SDR show. Ralph is off in some wacky country where the age of consent is 16 years old, and I'm pretty sure that's why he went. He'll be back soon, but sitting in for him today, of course, is Andy Fiore, a good friend of mine, absolutely hilarious, new special coming out. And our guest sitting in, Chanel Amari, one of the princesses of Long Island from Bravo TV, and of course an old friend of the show, Lisa Ann, coming in. It is a wild show. It starts off a little wonky. Let's just say Dabs got involved, and I don't know. Dabs might be destroying Gas Digital. Shannon thinks so, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I had my first seizure, so that was pretty chill. Anyway, enjoy the Chanel Amari, Lisa Ann, guest host, Andy Fiore episode of the SDR show. We miss you, Ralphie. We love you. Good sugar, whatever that shit's called.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hoe. It's beat, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's hard, you need to know. The SDR show, let's go.
Yeah, I'm starting the show with awkward touch.
I don't know what to...
Aww.
Sorry, Christine.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I noticed we've been touching legs for no reason. What's up, everybody? It is the SDR show. I'm your host, Big Jay Oakerson. Ralph Sutton is off doing Christ knows what. Why is he in Florida? He's in Florida more than any other Jew I know. And that's Florida. Why is he there now, Shannon?
No, he's in a different place. I forgot the name of it. Azores or something?
Doing what?
Vacationing.
What the fuck with these vacation people? I've never taken a vacation. I took one just recently to Key West, but it was with Lewis. That's not a vacation.
No.
Anything but. Lewis.
No. Everybody sitting in for Ralph. Look at that. His own little thing. Sitting in for Ralph today, one of my dear friends, you know him and love him if you're a fan of The Bonfire and a fan of mine, because I love him so much.
Aww.
From Sirius XM Radio. He has his own special, Check Right, coming out next month in July. It's right around the corner, everybody. Woo! The hilarious Andy Fiore joins us.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, I thought Shannon might throw some sound effects of cheers in there or whatever, but it's not really her game.
Yeah.
Not her game. It's not really her thing so much. And we have two guests today. One just fell to pieces outside from a dab. She got crossfaded. It's sort of our fault, I guess. But man, I'll tell you what's going on outside. A 15-year-old me would be boned up, dude.
Set the scene.
Oh, I'm like, you guys can all go inside. I'll watch her. Miss Jay, why are her titties out? She said she was hot. What did I do? Our guest, everybody, that is sitting in the room, is very excited to have her. It was great. Odd first meeting. I've heard your name forever. She's on a Bravo TV reality show, Princesses of Long Island, everybody. How about it for the hilarious Chanel Amari, everybody?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing the show. You came on. What a wacky, fun night, huh?
What an amazing
night. This is the first
time
you guys have met as well?
Yeah.
It was.
But I've heard of you. Like, I mean, of course, I've been a big fan forever.
Oh, thank you. It's been a weird day of
looking at me.
A weird day of very odd shit today. There's been a theme for most of it was
fainting.
My Uber was went to the wrong spot to pick us up for work today.
Yeah,
and called, and he was very African. And he was having a hard time understanding, but he just wouldn't get the grip that I'm like, you're not at the spot.
Why are you not here?
Yeah. He kept doing, I've arrived. He kept sending me over and over again, I've arrived.
Was it Lyft or Uber?
Uber.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're not here. And then he was like, and then at one point he goes, I know, I see, I'm coming now. He goes, be patient, which destroyed me when he said that. Then driving down here to get. I give myself so much time to get here, so I like to have a little bit of extra time. It's fun to come down.
Extra time for dabs.
Bullshit. Do some dabs outside. Kill a friend. Yeah.
I'm shocked that didn't faint.
On the way down, on like 30-something street,
yeah,
there was a procession of bicycles and rollerblade people. Hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah, it was like leftover pride shit.
Leftover pride?
Yeah, leftover pride.
Guys, it was Sunday.
It was pride remnants.
It's Wednesday, dudes.
And there's one asshole in bike shorts and rollerblades, like just goes like right in front. We're like the first car. And through an entire green light cycle, just is like, hang, for no reason.
Was he doing his moves?
Was
he doing his moves?
No, just wait. He was just like waiting. He's like, be cool. And then the light turns red. And he's like, thanks. And people, infuriating.
Oh, my God. Wait, is this still with the African?
No, this is me driving here. This is after work. That was on the way to work.
That guy's reactions would have been great.
This is me driving now. Then driving down 6th Street trying to get here on time. A guy's just parked in the middle of the street, and I'm trying to go around him, and he puts his hand at the window like, chill.
Oof.
He's like one of those. And then I'm trying to make a turn on the corner, and there's a guy in a wheelchair staring at me while he's taking his fucking
Which
sweet
is
old time.
Horrifying.
Horrible. And then I get here, and I'm
he's
like, dude,
this night's
getting ready to fucking spark up. Now it's going to be fun. I'm meeting a new friend, Chanel.
That's right.
My good friend, Andy Fiore, is going to be co-hosting the show with me. That's a lot of fun. And Lisa
yeah,
Ann.
Things can only go up from here.
Your friend, my closest friend in the adult industry.
Right.
Lisa Ann.
In your top two.
They're also shooting a movie around
sure
your area.
Shooting a,
I don't know if we're allowed
movie?
To say that.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole fucking
cool.
deal going on upstairs. They keep shushing us.
I know. I didn't care
for
that,
goddamn
actually.
Place.
You were like, no problem.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I was ready
were
to
you
New
not
York
shocked?
It up. I was ready to be like, it's our fucking backyard.
I thought he was going to be like, so gangster, like, fuck you.
No.
It's my
Jesus,
place.
Sweetie.
I'm not confrontational.
You are, yeah, you're very nice.
I'm not confrontational.
In real life.
But it's so Lisa Ann is supposed to be coming to do the show.
Yeah.
Promoting a book, I believe. And outside, Byron, bringer of the self-suck. Byron able to suck his own penis, if you recall. Every time I bring it up, I like to let everyone know.
Sure,
suck
context.
His own dick.
SDR context.
Responsible for a curtain now being up in the Stand Comedy Club. The curtain we've been needing for years, finally put up.
That's because of Byron?
Suck his own dick on stage for us. And now people don't have to look at that while they eat.
I thought that was a joke. I did not when he first told me that.
True.
Oh my God, that's good.
Yeah, it was a combination of Byron sucking his own dick, and then we showed the Farrah Abraham taking that 2.5-foot unbroken dump. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen in a video. It's the longest piece of shit I've ever seen come out of a beautifully
longer than Amber Heard's.
Tiny, yeah, oh yeah. It's 2.5 feet before it breaks once.
That's
first,
impressive.
The cork pops out. And then 2.5 straight feet of shit, and then a little extra piece at the end. Now she says she's taking a break from her daughter. A lot going on in the world of Farrah Abraham, everybody. The teen mom's life is complicated. Very complicated. Lisa Ann was coming in, so Byron, as he always does wonderfully, this isn't an insult, Byron. You seem very nervous about it if the cops get their hands on this. You didn't do anything. Byron has dabs. Yeah. Dabs in a very great way. I've never had a problem with Byron's dabs ever. I almost died on Legion of Skanks from Lewis dabs.
I was going to say, can you just explain to me what a dab is and why they are so effective?
Dude, Ari's going to want a picture of this.
I feel like it's like heroin, but I'm not that I've ever tried heroin. It just makes you feel...
No, heroin's a sweet, sweet, delicious.
It makes you, right? It makes you feel like you're just on cloud 9.
You ever do heroin, Andy?
No.
Why?
You're like, yeah.
You learn how to play guitar. Don't
you know
why?
Do you know why? I know I would bottom. I would be addicted in a second.
It would fucking rule. Everybody joining the show, the great, our dear friend, Lisa Ann.
Yes. What a champ, by
what
the
recovery.
Way. I would not be able to recover like that. I'd be like, check, please. I'm going home.
Lisa, okay. The question we all want to know, what's the other side like? And is my mom on there?
So let me just say something. This is a little PSA. You know, I still want to live like I'm a 24-year-old stripper. But I turned 50 this year, right? So tonight I went out for dinner. I had some cocktails, but I'm good. I'll have one hard drink. I had old fashioned. Then I ate red meat, which I never do. So this is like a total splurge, whole thing of the whole thing. Like once a year I do this. I had some wine with dinner. Then I get here and I'm chill. Like, I probably should have stuck with that responsible decision in this place in my life, like at this age. Like, I don't go out much. I barely ever drink. I never have alcohol at home. Like, what am I fucking doing? I just hanging out with, you know, I trust you all so much because I've had such a long-term relationship with you. So like, when you know people well, you just, your guard is so down. It was our first time meeting, but you know, I feel like I know. So here I am, you know, I'm like,
you got excited, Christine's enjoying the neighborhood. You got
stoked. There's a movie going on. By the way, I walk up, guy said, hey, Lisa, I waved. I thought this was your gig. I'm like, I'm here for the gangbang. It's a real movie crew outside, by the way. And
they little gangbang.
Who's the kid fucking dabbed me out? And then, you know, I also smoked a little bit of that joint.
It's his fault.
Don't be aggressive at Byron. He was doing, he thought, listen, you first said you didn't want to do a dab. Then you started FaceTiming your friend and being like, check me out, getting down with it.
Yeah.
And then you got crossfaded is what happened. You had drinks and booze, and it put you in that place. Me and Christine babysat a girl recently one night who had the exact same thing happen. She just stopped talking at some point, staring, and then slept in a chair while we stared at her for 7 hours to make sure she didn't swallow her tongue.
Also, you should never mix wine or drinks with weed if you're not a weed smoker.
Now listen, all of this was a bad idea. I'm telling you, should... okay? But I'm gonna say this.
Get some coke now.
Shit happens. You know what?
I've never tried coke. How's that?
It's every great movie you've ever watched where they're totally fucked up and they're falling apart, you secretly wish you were them in that scene. You want to feel that level of high. Sure, no one wants to sit in a chair after, yes, I did get sick on myself, everyone. I'll say that on camera. I knew I had to sleep it off. Like, this was not a good scene, but I knew I could rally. And here I am. Because when you're high.
You really rallied. I'll give you credit.
But it was I had a birthday party years ago.
I'm impressed right now.
And my girlfriend and I decided we're going to have champagne in the afternoon. Then we're going to go to this whole restaurant at the beach. All my friends were coming. We had drank so much that day that by the time we got there, I was like,
speedballs.
I've got to get fucking sick and start over. Like, I've got to get.
Did you puke and rally?
I puked. She brought me a bread basket in the bathroom. I touched up my makeup and nobody ever knew what happened.
People knock the boot and rally, but it fucking works.
That's someone a problem.
Make out with someone later to get a small piece of tomato. Yeah,
not your problem.
But you know what? You have Listerine in your bathroom, and you got Listerine in your bathroom. That more than ever.
Well, it's little details, I think, makes this place.
Do you make a lot of people throw up here?
Probably. No, Byron was just, you wanted to do a dab, so he prepared you a dab.
I did not. He had offered the dab, but I thought he was doing, you know what though? It's my fault, not yours. You're a sweet boy. But on the other side,
hung.
How does it feel? It feels like you'd rather be laying down your bed listening to some really cool music, touching yourself,
Floyd.
Than being like, oh my God, this is a work activity. I'm supposed to be promoting something. I'm supposed to be a responsible human being. Oh my God, these people. Oh, this is awful. Everyone's going to be late. Everyone hates
here's your
right
next
now.
Book.
They want to go home.
This is your next book now.
What's that?
Don't mix booze and weed.
It's a simple statement.
Don't mix booze and weed. There you go.
Lisa Ann's Guide to 50 Plus.
Your ghostwriter. Or what not to do at 50. No, I'm kidding.
But here I am, and here we are.
What a turnaround. I don't think we've expressed to the people enough. You're incapacitated not 7 minutes ago.
I'm not taking anything away from Lisa's rally because she has rallied. Shot out of a cannon, I'd almost argue. And I'll say that, but when I went down, head down on the table, hand shaking, popped right back up, funny 2 seconds later.
Well, you're a pro.
That's talent, too.
Look, here it is. I played a lot recently.
Saturday one, folks.
Here's my mistake. I blow it out. My next breath is back in more of what you just did, Lisa.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying not to cough out loud and look so fat. And then I lost the oxygen to my brain. And then you see my head touching the ground or touching the table.
Yeah, I see. Oh, my God. Oh, my
hand shaking violently. Terrifying. Pop up.
They just passed out.
That was real.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I get that feeling.
Wow, that's scary.
Oh my God, scary.
I thought you were acting. I really thought you were doing a bit.
But just like that, I'm back.
I just realized.
So this is why I'm wearing this hideous t-shirt.
But that's also when you know you're a pro. You're like, let me get a t-shirt for one of the guys and just put down my overalls.
Whatever gets you an Ari Shaffir t-shirt, I say was worth it. He's going to really enjoy that.
Meant to be.
Ari Shaffir Shroom Fest. Hell yeah. Good pick,
Love
Byron.
Love shrooms, by the way.
Way to almost kill Lisa and then give her some free merch.
Appreciate you, and I will not be smoking with you again.
Oh.
But I did try to hang with the kid.
Can suck his own dick, though. Pretty impressive. Mm. Pretty impressive. Have you seen that a lot in your life?
How did we go from a bowl from a dab, though? Like, how did that happen?
No, it was never a bowl.
There was a legitimate blowtorch out there.
I think it was a joint you smoked.
I did both.
You did both, I think.
That's why.
You just got wrecked.
You wrecked yourself.
You can't blame anybody for this. These are all your own decisions.
I think I would have been in your place, though, if I took the dab. Thank God I said no.
She goes, you knew I was drunk.
You seem like you're in a good spot now. So, now you got the giggles.
Yeah. You knew I was drunk. Why'd you let me grab that other beer? I goes, what, are you fucking dead?
We're all going to leave here. It's going to be 11. Lisa's going to be eating potato chips from Gas Digital. I'll be like, I thought I was
put on the Simpsons.
Here.
If I saw you getting ready to do coke, I would, as a friend, be like, no, don't do coke. But, like, I don't know. Dabs, I was like,
it just all happened so fast, you know?
Yeah. Probably a little head rush.
I said, hey, let's start this show. And you said, yeah. And then me and Andy sat in here talking for 5-10 minutes, and they go, Lisa's dead outside. And I came outside, and you were covered in water.
Thank God Shannon Lainey is on vacation, and she can't know about this right away.
I was freaking out, but trying to keep my cool.
Thank you so much for being with me. You were that girlfriend that would hold a friend's hair bag. At least
she was very concerned.
I just sat like this and didn't go forward.
Before you suck her dick, because I want you to know, she felt you up when you were out.
That's fair.
I said I didn't want to invade your privacy, but I had to like touch you, you know?
Why not?
Yeah.
To clean.
She feels her pussy's warm if she's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
You are so kind.
Chanel's like, somebody should get her a jacket or something. Not mine, but somebody else's.
I just had to wait.
You would do the same for me, though.
Even I was like, Chanel, I don't know if this is okay. I know it's girl stuff.
You just need to get it through your system. It's going to take a 20 minutes.
I was like, I hope HR doesn't.
Like, let me nap for 10 minutes. And I'll rally.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
You seem great.
We had at least I don't know what to do with this game now. We were playing Never Have I Ever drinking game. You've already gone down once.
I know what the first question is.
You're already 0-1.
She's like, yeah.
You better do shots of water.
I am.
By the way, Shannon was so nervous to tell us. I don't know why.
Oh, was she?
She came in like the guys who told Bush about 9/11. She's like, guys, I don't know how to tell you this.
Just so you know.
But the country has changed.
When you were out, she open mouth kissed you. I just want you to know, the girls did a lot of freaky shit to you guys. Me and Bobby stopped them.
Me and Jared were
like,
dude, that's
Shannon
not cool.
Shannon offered her. No, it was Christine was like, you want some pumpkin seeds? And Lisa's like, fuck the pumpkin seeds. I just ate a whole fucking meal right before this.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds will snap you out of it like it's Narcon.
What are they, magic pumpkin seeds? What's a fucking fable?
Dude, I love the
chicken. Why pumpkin seeds?
There's a lot of proteins, vitamins, minerals.
It just seems so crunchy and something I could choke on at the point of not knowing.
Would you like to eat some of these gold nuggets?
No, listen, but it was sweet.
She goes, clear.
Anyone who was off, I would never do this in a strange place.
What if she handed you a chestnut?
You don't want to
figure this out.
Lodged in my throat.
You don't want to do it in a strange place or the backyard of an East Village apartment.
By the way, you're definitely now going to see the movie up here that is being filmed upstairs. Or not a movie? Is it a movie or was it a
series
show?
For Hulu? I asked the girl.
Lisa goes, hey,
it's a Hulu show.
Hey, I was up there. I know what it is.
Yeah. You say I'm going to do the spinoff. Now we're down here.
Yeah, because up here was pretty great, but I'll tell you what was going on down there was much more exciting.
Actually, before my lapsing moment after all the smoking, I asked her what it was going to be called, and she said, "Oh, it's uptown or something." And I said, "It's weird because you're actually downtown." Like, right. And she just kind of looked at me. She's like, "Right, it's for Hulu." And I was like,
she's
"Okay,
get this run another dab."
She's like, "This is the only way we can get a permit."
She goes, "I know somebody else who doesn't need another dab."
You know, you would think it's fucking wild if you were one of the guy like grips upstairs, like wandered out back and recognized adult film legend Lisa Ann unconscious laying down on a fucking thing covered. It was like,
what was the first thing
goes,
I said?
He just looks up at God.
Everyone.
He's like, yeah, he goes, thank you.
He goes, only in New York.
Someone's been reading my dream diary. All right. He's just putting you over his shoulder. Like, no. know.
Thank you, God.
Coincidence.
Napping me forever. First thing I said when I came to, don't let anyone take pictures of me, right?
Yes, that was the first thing she said.
No paparazzi was
around.
Those
are my first words when I come back to life.
My dog had her way with you, but she's a girl, so it's cool.
Well, thank you, everyone, for your patience.
No, glad
for the
right.
viewers, this is a new side of me, but yes, probably an irresponsible side. Oh. We all fuck up when it comes to having too much fun, and that is just what happened.
Your life's going to be before and after dabs now.
I gotta
she goes,
be
oh, that was in the before times.
The long, long ago.
Wait, what do we call it? It would be BD, before dab.
Before dab, yeah. Oh, this is AD right now.
After dab.
This is after dab.
I gotta be honest, though. You inspired me because I was so, like, overthinking as usual, like, before I got here. Because
Don't do a dab then.
I was drinking and then I was smoking and then I'm like, I maybe shouldn't do this. And
but
then
here's the thing, it's still in her. So, like, I mean,
now it's fun, though.
You know, if we stopped the show and start doing some laser Pink Floyd in here, she'd be like, hell yeah.
I know. I wish I was like that. Being like, oh, I'm so cool.
Them.
Like, I think it's like heroin. You have to throw up before you write a good song.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like in the movies, in the shows. When you see that person, it just goes to that 20 to 30 minute span.
You got to wake up with a needle in your arm.
Losing it. You can feel it. And you're like, oh, I want to feel that high, even though then they have to throw up.
Yeah, when you get home at some point, you're going to put on music and do this.
Yeah. Get a fucking black light poster out.
I'll be in the shower for like 45 minutes, a little eucalyptus oil.
That's a long shower.
Floor, like just chilling.
What are you doing in there?
Spa music.
Eucalyptus oil. I mean, that is intense. I can barely put on fucking Vaseline
on my lips.
Get
some pumpkin seeds.
Why a long shower? It's just a bath.
I just like the way water feels on me when I'm fucked up. I love to get high and take a shower. And brush my teeth for like ever with the Sonicare. Like I'll just stand there for like 10 minutes, listen to music, be like, yes.
That's amazing.
All I want to do is clean myself.
That's how I get off. I clean myself.
You ever tried to quip while you're on Molly? Pain in the ass.
Have you ever colonic on weed? Fucking nuts.
On weed.
On weed.
What stage of the Molly when you first take it and you bore all the way through?
What's all the way through?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It was all the way through where Christine went? Because I don't want to go there.
Oh, no.
Is she laughing, Bobby? Fuck her. She should have been shamed.
You're
can't drink,
a game.
Lisa. You can't drink.
It's water.
It's agua.
Yeah, I'm saying no. I know you're drinking water now, but you can't play this drinking game. What do we do?
Everyone, I'm making up for lost time. So fairness, every sip of water is worth everything I just went through.
That's okay. Fair. How about every second one that you haven't done, Byron comes in and gives you a little bit of dab, but just like a tiny bit this time.
This experiment is closed for the evening. It needs a 24-hour span by labor
more dabs.
Laws.
To How about every time something
again?
You haven't done, Byron has to suck his own dick.
Only if you let me shoot it and sell it. I'll produce
it.
You get 20%.
That would go viral.
This guy might live in a bus station for all I know. You think he's not going to let you sell a video of him sucking his own dick?
Look how excited he is.
Get groomed up a little bit, change his look a little bit, tan him maybe. I don't know. We got some things we can do. Browse up. We'll get some work done on him.
Let me tell you
something. No time.
I'm going to tell you something, Lisa. He got it in soft. That's something.
Well, that's bonkers. We've had stars become famous because of that in the past.
I'm just saying. You produce this thing, I will get behind it.
Why are you guys sitting on such a golden egg right here without doing anything about it?
Christine always says I'm not a producer.
Do you think
it's talent.
A mastermind operation who run it, be a pornographer?
I'll put my name and my
like
promotion
this,
behind
the
it. Though. Oh, hell yeah. Also,
she'll
guys,
do all the bookings.
Show,
she'll hand out the
show if you want. I'm selling my new CD, and also you can check out my new produced EP'd a pretty cool guy sucking his own dick porn. I can find little fun scenarios to put him in doing.
And then we could do the spinoff, suck my own vagina. No, just
you put your arm around Byron, you lead him away. And if anybody wants any business, you talk to me.
What about like just, you know, not even an OnlyFans, bro? I mean, everyone has an OnlyFans.
No, you can't waste it on OnlyFans. He's going to be doing it. He's going to be doing it with no followers, and he's going to be sucking his dick for nothing.
You're not a great lip singer. That's the dabs, I think. But can he write a note? Like, what's
he's coming in? He's coming in.
Okay.
Shannon, can I get another Pomelo Surf?
Good for you.
It's the cap is the same color as your hair, Jay.
I shouldn't be drinking, really.
It's just a party.
You gave me
so much
money. Funny.
It looks so.
You were like, here, soda's gonna be so good. You gave it to me. I was like, that is some
Did you like
sweet
it?
Ass.
It was good,
too
right?
sweet. Water is much better
Water's
for me when
better.
I'm.
Byron, come over here to the microphone.
I need Coke when I Coca Cola when I'm sick.
Shannon, can we turn on mic 5?
Yeah, me. I love it.
Right, love it. Nice iced Coca Cola. Nothing beats it.
Best.
Nothing.
Sure. Where's
sick? It's almost worth getting sick.
How are you still?
You
got
Byron play Never Have I Ever?
Thank you.
With all those dabs.
This is
You're a high function.
I didn't ask for a citrus Yakuza smash, but sure.
All right.
So the question was, why do you not have an OnlyFans as someone that can do it to themselves?
It's just because it was funny. I did it the one time. I didn't advertise.
As your makeshift agent, I'm going to stop you right there. But here's the thing, because we haven't found the right person to back this project. Byron, if you would please. Parlor trick. This guy's underselling himself. It's magical.
Okay, but
soft cock in the mouth.
What percentage of successful OnlyFans accounts are also a party trick? Like,
can I tell you something?
Your
I love
party
my
trick
dog.
Is in a very unique
I love
niche.
My new dog.
Have you
I would
Google
hang
searched
it by
it?
A leash over a fence if I could suck
I'm
my
shocked
dick
you haven't
off.
Done a tour yet. Suck my own dick
it's,
tour.
It's not a big market, right?
Well, I'd say
Googled any
it is
competitors?
A big market.
I mean,
Lisa.
This is not something everybody is doing. This is a niche. I think you are not just a party trick. And if a non-niche with a lot of competition is making $100,000 a month on OnlyFans, it is just idiocracy.
Look at
you haven't even attempted
fucking
it.
Smile. This is
cost
Lisa
you
Ann
nothing.
Saying this to him. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Cost
veteran.
You nothing to do this. You have an iPhone. You have a laptop.
Well, 20%. OnlyFans gonna take off that 20, right?
I mean, they take
20. That's where Jay comes
20?
In.
I mean, I already did it. Like
Lisa Ann presents a Big J joint.
Yeah.
Of a Big J joint. Byron sucks his own dick. Chanel, you went on this at ground level or what?
I went.
I went in at ground level.
Byron blows Byron.
Byron blows Byron. I like that.
Oh, B on B.
BBB.
That's good.
Am I going to be a producer on this shit?
There you go. That's worth a consultant credit.
Yeah, that's a domain to buy ASAP.
I think I'd make a lot of money. You know what? Fuck my comedy career. I'm giving it up. I'm going
to
manage you right now.
Yeah.
Imagine
the themes for holidays.
Byron, you know? Can I ask you?
We could shoot Christmas stuff right away. Easter,
right.
He could be coming out of an egg.
Lisa, don't you
himself. Want to
know much more about it?
I have so many creative ideas
you
already
do.
Just
you
to
really
cover
do.
All the, for a calendar.
Fire.
He's going to have a calendar. You know what I mean?
Do you ever have problems with the girls? Saying
he doesn't
it's too
need
big?
A girl, buddy.
But I'm saying, I'm curious.
How big is it?
Well, clearly.
It's a blessing and a curse.
There you go.
Man. I think it weeds through the inappropriate that wouldn't be thankful.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I'd have no money.
$0.
No one's ever said that to me. Your dick's a blessing and a curse. There's not even two words. They just go, it's fine.
Yeah. If anything, it's the reverse.
It's not even four words. Just S'FINE. It's fine. How big is it at full mast, Byron?
It's 8 on a good day.
Oh, holy shit.
You slut. I don't know why I chose that word. You're such a slut, dude. Sucking your own
wait, at full mass?
Media whore.
So you're also very flexible then?
Yeah, I do yoga.
Okay, so there's that as well. It's not that it's
well, how about
so
Lisa
big
not impressed
that
with that 8 inch?
No, it's not that.
Fuck you, Lisa.
She's like, it's not that impressive.
What do you mean,
like,
I thought we were friends, you bitch. Why would you say this on the air? She goes, only 8 inches? You must be really flexible to get down that little pud.
Byron's like on his hands and knees. He's like, oh, tugging my dick. That's...
Oh, my God.
Guru.
Were you born in a tiny shoebox or something? Because how are you getting your head down to that tiny, stupid little dick?
That little fucking
is that
Tylenol
for,
pill.
Oh, is
normally
that thing for anal
is
practice
someone
only?
That's longer that's able to do that. And that's why I asked if he was flexible. I mean, I know the
no,
actual
that's not what you said.
Statistics.
That's not what you said. You because, said you must be really flexible if you're sucking
I
an 8-inch dick. Oh, man.
What I mean is...
You're not wrong. If I had an 8-inch dick, I still couldn't get it near my mouth.
Yeah.
I said I'd be fucking choking on my own titties.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah, but Byron's a lean, right, mean fighting
a
machine.
A 10 or a 12 is really... And there's more than that at times. So here
shut
and there.
Up.
They're very unique.
No,
they're like unicorns.
Real.
It is real.
Dolly Partoned himself trying to suck his own dick.
But I mean, it was a good follow-up question. And as a good interviewer, question. That's a great follow-up question.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. We did great there. Byron, I think you got a bright future ahead of you, buddy. A Big J joint. Lisa Ann presents Byron blows Byron. Everyone here is in on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, should we let Byron play this
every guy?
Because Lisa's not drinking.
Might as well.
Think about this.
Or at least drink for her.
Influencer idea. He's sponsored by a yoga company because every 8-inch guy is going to start to try to do yoga to see if they can suck their own dick.
Now we're brainstorming.
Here we go.
That's a real Lucy Goose fucking yoga studio, though, mm-hmm. That promotes with a guy blowing himself.
They seem like freewheeling
you know,
types.
Yeah.
There's a market for that out there, right?
On, there's a huge market for
it. You don't think those yoga hippies are trying to fucking suck their own dick through yoga?
We can do the merch ourselves, drop ship. You know what I'm saying? Like, do the mats, do the stuff.
Byron Perez teaches you to suck your dick in just 4 weeks?
Do yoga, yeah. If you're 8 inches.
I mean, that class would be sold out.
That class would be, the enrollment be at capacity every time.
He goes, yeah, sensei, I'm closer. What do you call him, sensei?
Sensei.
Or yogi.
Yogi, I'm there.
Master.
Hey, boo-boo. I'm high, too. I mean, not pass out in the parking lot high, but
God,
high.
I cannot tell you when the last time that happened to me.
Woodstock 99 is my guess.
We all saw the documentary.
Yeah, fucking, you're passed out naked outside of a tent whilst Fred Durst was crowd surfing on a fucking door. I'm on fire
it's
tonight,
all
Shane.
His
you're
fault.
Right. Shane, you're right to not have laughed once.
It's all his fault. We're so sorry we traumatized you like that. I'm sorry to everyone. But again, public service.
Eat a bunch of pumpkin seeds and it's all good and dandy.
Here's the good news. Shannon's always got seeds on her. Thank God. If we ever need to draw pigeons. The pigeons would carry you to the hospital.
Don't worry, guys. By October, we'll be swimming in pumpkins.
Unbelievable.
You plan any of these things?
What an eventful day.
It was a very...
It was a great day, but it was a weird day.
Very,
I agree
with
you.
Very, very
started
odd
off
day.
Weird.
I'm really sorry to interrupt and ruin your game. I feel like
we didn't start.
That'll be fun. You should still participate in the Never Have I Evers.
Of course.
Let Byron.
Yes, it's the best.
Shane, are you playing?
I feel like I've been my authentic self at this moment.
You're playing too. Okay, we got a lot of people playing here. Let's go. We should dole out some. Bobby, can you dole out some shots?
Sure.
Can you play? I mean, you're dressed like a fucking Caribbean guy who's running from who's running from child porn charges. And you're just living off the grid.
He's a towel guy.
You're living off the grid, dude. He goes, she says she was 16. It's not that big a deal.
That's why I came to Turks and Caicos.
Her mom knew. Fuck you.
Oh, we're doing Never Ever shots?
Oh, I actually thought we were doing White Claw shots.
No,
like,
White
Claw's
to push down this horrible tasting
Oh,
whatever.
White Claw's are the chasers?
Oh,
good thing I have a citrus.
We have a little El Jimador?
Oh, I better
good,
win.
Good, good.
Is that easy tequila?
You know it is, dude. El Jimador?
Do not.
I've never had
I'm
going to
end up like
do
you,
not
Lisa,
put a
if I drink one
of
these.
Of
when the show,
murder
you.
I put it in the freezer.
Okay.
Huh? I put it in the freezer.
It's cold? Hell yeah, Byron.
Nicey nice.
Byron knows what's up. He's not just a guy who can self-suck. He also, he's good.
I know
good
we're
guy.
Having this kind of night. So all what? Right.
By the way, that
me.
Video yeah. I shot out there before I did my whole moments,
I need a copy
right?
of that.
Just moments.
So
shows Byron forcing you to do it, Dad.
That I sent
do
to
it,
my
bitch.
Girl.
She's bringing the questions.
This is her response, okay? She writes,
I just need a...
nice, get it. Then she hashtag pussy money weed. This is my assistant. We're good. Like, this
are
is the
you,
person responsible for me.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'll do a shot of some Red Bull.
Try.
I'll try to.
Red Bull is fine.
So you drink if you never have done the thing, or you drink if you have done the thing?
Drink if you have done it, right?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Drink if you have.
Okay, Shane, you want to start this bitch off?
Sure. Okay. Here's the first one. Never have I ever been attracted to any member of my own family.
Oh my God, dude.
That is a tough question. Just kidding.
How? What's?
Well, like,
where do we
what
cap
family,
that family?
Like cousins?
Yeah. How far
first
out? Of cousins?
If you're asking that fucking question, you have definitely just done it. Okay. We're not asking those questions.
I'm not attracted. I'm not attracted to my cousins. I have very attractive Asian cousins who are not blood related at all. That my uncle adopted when he married their mom when he was younger. So I mean, like, I don't think that would be crazy if I'm not, but. I don't think that's crazy. But I also acknowledge, but I'm saying, acknowledging that they're definitely like
right, good looking.
Hot girls. Is that crazy?
They're not
I'm drinking.
My family.
I mean, I don't know. Should I drink with you too? Because I think all my male cousins are really hot.
I'm out on this one.
I'm out.
One time when
honestly,
I got really drunk off tequila and
family.
Blacked out, I told
too.
My cousin that if he wasn't my cousin, I'd fuck him. So I guess that counts.
Yeah, that's, you should be fucking drinking double for
oh,
that.
Oh shit, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to be like you at
oh
the
my
outside
God, I
in
hope
5 minutes.
So. Then I can take care of you. And
wait,
get
does
you a
your mother
t-shirt.
Molesting you count? Oh, then let me.
I can take care of you, get you a clean t-shirt. You know? If you're going to do a dab, do it with this guy.
Yeah.
He seems to have the stuff. Literally, I wish you like would have brought that to my house like a fairy. I could have already been like sprawled out my bed in my favorite silk pajamas with like just the right soft music.
No, if you
play.
Invite him over to do that, he's
little
not
lighting,
leaving.
Maybe some candles. No, he's fucking leaving or he's dying.
Dick
okay?
In front of you
I mean,
for days.
You're going to think he's going to leave or he's going to be in the lobby or something. He's going to be like, Lisa said I can crash here.
Not happening.
No, but, I know,
Lisa said,
I know it's
my,
helping me.
Lisa said,
Byron's like, hey, I'm here. I'm Lisa Ann's new friend, caretaker.
Yeah. She goes, so you can't stay here? He goes, oh, can't I? And then he just sucks his own dick in the lobby. The guy goes, you know what, dude? You can stay in this closet as long as you need. I respect that.
Lisa kicked me out with my tiny cock.
You suck a guy, you suck your own dick in front of a black dude? Dude, that guy's going to let you. He's going to let you in the group. Whatever yeah. that group is. You can hang.
I did That's it in front of Godfrey. He was a little bit.
You did in front. Oh wow!
He's probably dealing with trauma. I don't want to trauma blame.
Weird. This is also how you get into MS-13.
Yeah, dude. Get ready for it.
Suck
in. I love that.
Jay,
yeah.
Jay, suck in, suck out.
I love that's how you get into the boys club. Like, suck your own dick.
Yeah.
Right? Who'd
have
thought?
That's what it takes.
You know, this that is progress.
Right?
If you ask this old dinosaur,
this old sailor.
That's progress.
Yes, this old sailor.
My dad would have poo-pooed the whole thing. Not me. I celebrate it.
My attractive dad. Wait.
Lisa, do you want to do a Never Have I Ever?
Yes.
Go ahead. Fire.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah,
come
you
want to
make
one?
Well, we could have Shannon keep doing
it. Oh, I thought Shannon was having the question. I know we got to come prepared.
You don't have to. Okay. If one comes
I'll think
to you.
Of them then.
Okay, I have one. Can it be something I know that I did, but I want to see if other people have done?
Well, yes. I think we're going to.
That's
yeah.
ideal.
Never have I ever told a date I was going to the restroom and went home instead.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never done that.
That's been done to me, but
I've never gone to the restroom on a date and then gone home.
If you've done it, you drink.
Right.
I have never done that.
Yeah.
Oh, you bitch. You son of a bitch. Who
Byron,
was it?
Byron, your turn to
celebrity?
Drink.
Celebrity? Chanel,
first
you never
time,
did that?
I've never done that.
16 years old.
Why? You're surprised?
Red Lobster at the Lehigh Valley
like
Mall in Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah.
My
How
best
old are
16.
Red Lobster, that doesn't really
the
count.
The Lehigh Valley Mall, which we had to drive 45 minutes from Easton to go to that
Lehigh Valley Mall? Red Lobster? That's a good Red Lobster.
That's a good Red Lobster.
Double date. Double date.
Very close to where
oh,
the Oh,
double
breakfast.
Date? So there was you made him a throuple.
Guys met there. We came together. They were obnoxious.
I think it's funny that Andy's surprised that I never did that.
No, why? I've heard a lot of girls do that before.
Yes.
You specifically, though.
Me specifically.
A lot.
Yeah, why have you not?
I'm like, what's the word? I don't know. I'm just really nice on dates, and I like to give people chances. And
I'm going to tell you, it's such
really
a rush. I think
quote,
weird.
I like to give people chances.
I'm also, I don't know. Would you do that? I mean, I know you did that at 16, but I don't
Clearly.
Think you do that now.
Oh, I did it up to a couple of years. Before the pandemic, I was still doing
Hell
this.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
To who?
Yeah.
Anyone famous?
No.
Charlie Sheen? You
but like,
shit.
Wait, would they text
AIDS.
You and
oh,
be like,
so,
hey, what's going on? Where did you go?
You just go to the
Shannon,
bathroom.
Can you please laugh more at
They
my
think
shit.
You're in there for a while, then they send the waitress. But then you're like almost home.
But you don't answer them back?
You can just let it sit for
Shannon,
a day
why
or
I look
two.
At you if you're not even going to laugh at my shit.
I see.
Yeah.
You let it sit for a day or two. I'm like, okay, I learned from the pro, and then maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, it's trademarked.
Next thing you know,
point.
Andy asks me on a date. We go on a date, and he's like, bitch, you just ghosted me in the fucking bathroom.
No, this one I go, Chanel, she fucking Lisa and me. Left, right there.
Lisa and me. That's
I don't
a good
think
one.
Guys do that because most time you're just
no.
like, yeah, this isn't going well.
You gotta be
I'll see
real.
Like a fucker.
No,
a
guy
yeah.
did that to me once. So I didn't do that to them, but
Byron
the guy
drank.
Did that to me.
Went to the bathroom, didn't come back?
Didn't come back.
And how long did it take?
Yeah,
I
that's
was so
sticking
pissed.
Him with the
Did
bill.
You eat the whole meal?
Did he do a dab?
No, I didn't. He actually ate more of the meal. And I was so, I have separation anxiety. Like, it's real. And so I was like, this is fucked up. I am so anxious right now. Where is this guy? And I literally went to the bathroom 10 times to check.
Did you ask a waiter?
Asked a waiter. And then the waiter was like, no, I don't know. And then the waitress was like, by the way, girl, he totally left like 35 minutes ago and stuck it with the bell.
Oh,
She's
shit.
She's like, but don't
Thanks
worry.
Thanks for telling me now,
I
bitch.
Spit in his drink right before he left. I was like, oh, shit. Karma's a bitch.
And he left you with the bill?
He left me with the bill, which was a $150 bill. Fucking asshole. Which
damn.
I was like, you know
damn.
What? I'm gonna Yeah,
what
damn.
Where was it?
By the way, I was waitressing at the time and doing stand-up comedy, which we all know isn't paying the bills, you know.
When, doing all right.
I mean, you
no,
are
I
doing.
Don't joke.
You're
no,
like,
I've,
bitch.
I've, no,
you're like,
please.
Bitch. You're talking in the wrong.
Believe me.
Standard.
I live at roommates.
Well, I have hopes and dreams because of you. But yeah, that was really fucked up. And he never. And I texted him,
it?
And he never answered. It was on Long Island at a place called Toku. It's a nice fancy.
Oh,
have you
sushi
ever
restaurant.
Seen him since?
No, never.
Never.
It was
again.
It a
again.
Online date.
It was yeah, it Tinder. On Tinder. Started.
Have you bumped into somebody you did that to?
Many times.
Afterwards,
usually it becomes a very comical event because usually they realize how obnoxious they were. Something that they said was so off-putting.
What?
And
tell me something.
We'll
tell me something that was said.
Yeah, what was the line where you were like, "I'm out"?
They go, "Roe v. Wade overturned." Finally. Anyway, what do you want
to
drink?
We finally got enough people on the Supreme Court to overturn that stupid
yeah.
law.
Hey, gay marriage next, right? Look out. Anyway, I hear the Moscow mules here are unbelievable.
It's either they're a dick to the servers and like really obnoxious to other people, which I despise.
That is one of my.
Damn,
that actually
Lisa,
is one
I
of my.
You're as
that.
Hot as your pictures. One of me to get, I'm going to get you pregnant in Arkansas.
And you can't wait through the dinner.
Pregnant in Arkansas.
To say that?
No, because you know what? Every moment that I'm seen with somebody that's acting that way,
yeah,
and is other people are observing that they're acting that way, it's me agreeing with it. It's me
I see that.
Being the same as that person, and I'm not that person. It's really ugly.
That's being really strong in your conviction.
Oh, I cannot. It's embarrassment to me, and I want everyone to know that, like, that is not what I represent. I'll tip people on the fucking way out.
Yeah.
But
how the fuck were you unconscious 40 minutes ago? Bobby had to leave the room because you're nonstop jibber jabber.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Jibber jabbering.
Yo, you jibber jabbering.
We're just getting Lisa Ann left and right today.
I know. Getting LA'd all over the map.
Oh, hang on, guys. It's must be 9 o'clock. Byron's gonna pray to the east. What the hell was that?
Can you imagine what Lainey is gonna say when she hears about this?
Because
this would have never happened if she was here, because she would have never I don't think she would have approved of the dab. She would have been maybe not then the joint. Like, she's, you know, she's
It's okay. Lainey's done dabs too.
I know, but she
she's like Mama Bear.
But she wasn't drinking. They gave her Guillain-Barré's disease.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of the things that will definitely make me leave. And then, like, if it goes directly to porno conversation, like, if they have, like, a list of girls, like, hey, are you friends with so-and-so? I'm like, well, you know what? This is fucking over. I don't need a meal that fucking bad.
How about when they walk up to you at the table and they're on the phone, but they hang up, like, right before they sit down? Is that okay?
Oh, fuck no.
You don't like that?
No, that's
what if it's like,
what if I'm texting and I just go, wait, one sec.
I'm furious.
How about when he goes, oh, thank God, cool. He goes, yeah, just leave it there. I'll pick it up tomorrow. And he hangs up. He goes, left my MAGA hat at work.
No.
What if it was like, no, she's here. Yeah, she looks all right. All right, I'll hit you up after.
He's coming over to have a thing. He goes, I don't know. I guess I see the Sarah Palin thing. All right, I'll let you know later.
Oh, my God.
All right, holler.
If I call you an hour, it sucked.
I would leave.
I thought it would never.
Someone must have said at some point in your life, like, there's brazen guys who have said something obnoxious about, like, porn stuff the second you sit down, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And you just don't see it coming, because sometimes you're like, I'm just a Pollyanna, right? So I know myself as me, how I live my life, my day-to-day activity, my friendships, my things. Like, I'm super normal in my mind, other than this evening. Let me just brace for that.
No, that was mad normal. Saw me do it.
Just a couple of regular Joes. Just an overgrown adult trying to be a young adult. Okay, bad. Yeah. But so I forget that that's how people perceive me. And people can play a very clean game to have normalized conversation with you, but it runs out quick. And when you see them in person and it kind of begins, it's like, it's jarring. So it's like, oh yeah, that's why we're here. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to have an appy or two.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I'm fucking out. Like, we're done. Number but blocked.
If he acknowledges it at all right away. But I'm saying, if someone been like flat out obnoxious about I had a girl, Sienna West. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Sienna came to my show and
am I allowed to drink this when we're not doing a thing?
Yeah.
This is the shot thing I'm using.
Sienna West came to my show in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, you're doing it.
And somebody came up to like a fan of mine, which was kind of like weird, like came and said a thing like she shook hands with him. I go, hey, everyone. I go, Sienna West. And he shook hands with her and he pulled back. And when he pulled back, like, he's trying to be jokingly. He's like, oh, I just didn't catch anything, did I? And you're like, all right, that's the first impression you want to make, dude? Like, what a weird fucking thing to do.
Ugh.
No, he didn't do that, but he just went like, he was like, oh, I didn't just catch anything now, did I? Shaking your hand, like, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah,
what
a weird, awkward thing to say.
I had a lot of guys tell me, oh, I'm not planning on going on the date with you. I just wanted to know what it's like to fuck the princess of Long Island. I was like, well, you're an idiot for saying that before the date, because you could have got lucky.
You might have got laid.
He even fucked him once.
Like, why do people, why are you so honest up front? I never understand that. Or when I was on the date, they'd be like,
hey, nice to meet you. Figured just let you know, I'm just looking to catch a beach, honestly. I'm not really looking to fuck all night.
Hey, your highness, just so you know.
Hey,
can I put it on the gram? You know what I mean? Like, can I put it on the gram so I want everybody else to know what happened?
Or, like, I love when straight guys will be like, two martinis in. So tell me, are you really friends with the cast? Or are you still friends with the girls? And it's like, really? Are we going to talk about this?
Do you pay for a drink at the Nautical Mile ever? What's the last time you paid for a drink at the Nautical Mile?
Also, there's, like, things that dudes do that, like, in the first 5 minutes, you know that you're not going to name drop.
Okay.
People that they know, celebrities, talk about money.
True.
You know, or like talk about like family money.
Why? Because when you were like, it's nice to meet Emily Sand, I go, I'm John Popper's friend, Big J. Okerson. Who knows Steve-O?
It's like, dude.
Who knows Steve-O?
Whose joke is
it? Who also knows Steve-O a little bit?
Whose joke is it where it's like, best piece of advice I ever got in this business? Never name drop. George Clooney told me.
That's great. George Clooney
great.
Told
now
me.
I'm going to name drop all of you.
But their names drop
me. My next date, I'm going to be like, yo, I was with Andy Viore, Big J Okerson, fucking Lisa Ann.
When I name drop, I name it. I'll go, yeah, I saw the War on Drugs in concert with Lisa Ann. And then I show a picture of my phone. I go, look, this is us. Hey, look at us. We're just smiling and laughing, having fun together. Look, we know each other. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing guys. What a dumb way to introduce it. Hey, guy, two girls. Really, no one's here. I want to talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here, Gas Digital in general. All things Gas Digital. That is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. SDR is pushing Kratom now. We don't give a shit, dude. Fuck you, gas stations. YoKratom, high-quality, lab-tested Kratom, and it's sold in kilos, which is the coolest thing. Do they tell you to open it with a long fingernail on your pinky finger and try it out on your gums first? No, but can you? Yes. It's your kilo. Do whatever you want with it. Rewrap it in some sort of a tape or something and put it in a thing, a briefcase, and try to sell it to some Hollywood bigwig, like True Romance. Fall in love with a hooker. I don't know. Whatever it is, you'll be having kilos of Kratom for $60 from YoKratom. Again, high quality, lab tested, $60 kilos, YoKratom. Pushing all things Gas Digital, marquee sponsor of Skankfest, and many of the podcasts here, YoKratom.com.
I thought of a Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
Because I took a cue from Lisa, and I thought maybe it's something everybody else has done that I haven't. Never Have I Ever, I've had sex submerged in any sort of water. I've never, like, hot tub or pool or ocean.
Oh.
Buddy, come on.
I know.
Cheers.
I have also
I'm
not.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Shan. Well, Shannon's not really a shocker.
I know.
Shannon hasn't had sex in years. Again.
What's the hold up
welcome
on
to
this?
No UTI, Shannon.
I don't know.
True, true.
I think, I'm a little bit insecure in the pool.
Okay.
Not a good swimmer?
More of a chubby guy thing.
It's water?
My swimming skills
are strong. The illusion underwater is the best thing for you.
Oh, my God,
you.
Dude. Submerge
yeah,
the
don't
net.
Don't body shame yourself. We're in 2022. Yeah.
Also, it's water.
Great body positivity.
It's gonna smooth him, you know?
I'll fuck you in the water up to the neck. Yeah, and also your cum looks hilarious in a pool, but it really is just the most, it's like fucking parkouring across the sky.
It's just never, it's just never happened.
It's magic, but I'll tell you this, and this is always the surprise with fucking in water, is that no matter how wet the pussy feels, it will. You'll touch it with your fingers, and you'll be like, oh, she's wet.
Inside?
It's so dry fucking in water.
It's water
it
on is. Water.
It dry, yeah, it dries it out. So it's a real like it's like fucking up like a pool noodle. Like,
I mean,
I
can't
feel
figure
like
out
it's
the not my favorite.
Start small. Start in the shower. Shower
it's,
can be really good.
It's I think the trick.
I've done bathtub.
Showers I fainted
bathtub
in.
Bathtub is
but it
water.
Wasn't submerged. It wasn't submerged. We were just, it was like a shower tub.
Was there water in the tub?
Yeah, it was wet. It wasn't.
I think the trick is get in. And then short pumps,
because
inside there's wet in the back, but the front is.
You can't pull out and go back.
The thing is, no, movies, you got
it's just kind of a moving small little movements.
Here's
in.
The problem:
good,
movies
good.
Also give us the wrong idea that like fucking in the shower and in the bathtub or whatever is so amazing, and it hurts for women at least. It's not.
Bathtub fucking's pretty cool though. Again, once you, it's just got to be smoke. It's about just being in and enjoying that.
Right. Yeah,
it's not gonna get too much movement.
You don't want to get water. Yeah.
You just gotta sting it.
It's too
it's good
much.
Foreplay.
Thank you, Byron.
For yourself or when you're bringing in guests?
Either or.
Byron's like, I'm gonna light a candle and suck my dick for a little bit, and then see what's going on in America's Got Talent.
I mean, how long until it gets you to work with other people? You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Hey, you guys like Deep Forest?
Guys.
Okay. Hey, you guys like Deep Forest? I'm starting to get into them again.
Oh, you're killing me right now. I can only Deep imagine Forest. What people are saying about this story.
Nah, nobody watches this.
People do watch this. This will be watched.
They're all going to be like, we got Lisa Ann last night.
This is the SDR, so no one's watching this. Don't worry. I'll tell everyone I'm Bonfire tomorrow. Oh, Ralph, you should have been here, dude. You should be off in the Aztecs.
He'll be so worried about the liability. He'll be like Lainey, like, oh my gosh, who was responsible for you? Like,
damn.
I was responsible. I was a
as
fucking
soon as you
idiot.
Leave, Ralph.
That guy looked like he was having a great time. I just said I was having a great time.
Tell you what, I hope no one's listening to this with the volume down because that doesn't look good. Just Lisa Ann wearing a victim's t-shirt pointing at Byron.
You.
That's this the poster.
What, but you know what?
When that man put weed inside of me.
It's just funny that weed can really still fuck you up like that.
Yeah,
weed
is too dab.
Strong no, now.
I think I said some shit in that.
I think I said on the show, me and Christine brought a girl back home one night, and she was down. And then
I think you're the problem.
It was how long ago?
How long was she down?
Oh no! I'm not saying that. I'm saying she was down. Like she wanted to hook up, but she came back like two.
Oh,
she
down
was
a pretty, clown.
She was pretty vocal about it. And then we got back, and I was like,
"I'm just gonna do my
you
shot."
Said you want to smoke weed, right? And she was like, "Yeah." And then I brought out a joint, and she smoked. And then we were just kind of bullshitting for a few minutes. And then she just turned around at one point, and I was like showing them. I was like, "Hey, this is that thing I was talking about before." And she just was staring blank for a minute. Christine was. We were both terrified. And then we,
she started.
She wasn't responding. Her eyes were open, and we sat her down in a chair. And then she eventually, like crazy faced, like fell asleep. And then me and Christine just slept on the couch and made sure she didn't swallow her own tongue or whatever.
They're like holding each other. They're like, babe, never again.
We just took turns checking to see if she's still breathing.
That's a scene from a movie right there. We arranged a threesome.
Here's the craziest next thing. She came back the next night.
I was going to say, did she sleep the next morning? She comes out of the bedroom like, ah.
No, she was gone before we woke up. She dipped out. And then
she's wearing one of Jay's t-shirts.
This is great.
Oh, guys.
This is great. She came out the next night.
Oh, Bobby, don't you know.
Came over and we started hooking up. She was hot. Everything was great. And we started fucking, and in 2 seconds of fucking, she goes, "You gonna come? You gonna come now?" And I went, "Wait, what?" She's like, "You gonna?" I go, "We just start." I'm like, "Yeah, eventually." She goes, "Oh, my thing is I like try to make guys come in under a minute." I go, "That's not fun." And then she just talked until my dick softens and hits my leg, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. And she talked it right down to my thigh.
That's amazing.
As soon as I felt a condom hit my thigh, I went, "Girls, I'm going to go smoke real quick." I'm like, "What the fuck? Who says that? I want you to come as fast as possible and get the fuck this over with." I don't want to do that. No. That's how I took it, totally.
Of course.
She's like, no, it's my thing.
Talking.
I go, "That's a weird thing."
But you know what? That's why the threesome can be so difficult, because there's always an element.
Yeah.
Like, you don't meet an awesome together.
When it's awesome, it's awesome. When you find
lovely,
an awesome.
She has her own life. Like, that's she's the not crazy. She's, it's a difficult spot to fill. It's not on Recruiter. You know what I mean? It's not on those recruiter apps, you know?
No.
It's a very,
same thing.
And strange things happen, right?
Sure. So, no, but that's great, though. They're great stories. Anytime it's haywire is a great story. That's when everybody goes, "Do you guys talk about, like you guys talk about your..." I go, "We don't ever, almost never, if ever, have talked about a positive one." I'm like, that's when people go, when they come home to sometimes, they'll be like, "Oh, is this going to be like a story down the show?" I go, "I mean, I guess if you fart or something, yeah, probably." So just like, I don't know.
Are there recurring
characters? Try to make this as not funny as possible.
Are there recurring characters, or you... Is it more of a... Do you keep in touch with any of them?
Yeah, so we've had recurrings for like a long time. And then, you know, also, like, they'll... Like, long time where they'll be in relationships, then we won't. And then when they... If they break
single
up with someone,
again,
they'll come hang again for a little bit.
That's ideal.
Yeah. But ultimately...
Do you feel like it makes you guys closer?
A couple... Me and my girlfriend?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, Christine, pop up.
Because my best friend...
Tell this girl it makes it closer.
Makes them closer, for real.
Tell everyone how much you love it.
Jay, while we wait for Christine, you may have to release Byron because we need more White Claws.
Byron. Sure do. Sure.
Go grab White Claws.
HSR took a bunch of hours.
Oh, no.
White Claw mission.
Really got Lisa Ann on these White Claws.
I'm not drinking anything. Any
imagine, again,
everybody,
we come back,
you know?
Another visual, we see Lisa
Ann. I was
just
really happy. You know,
I mean, I just...
I used a good primer.
Underneath
this
the Jaeger
morning.
Machine.
I used a really good primer this morning at like 8 a.m. when I did my
beautiful
makeup and knew I was just going to have to touch it up because I was going to be out doing
how
things.
Does
all
it
day.
Look
Thanks for putting Christine.
How does
answer
it look so set.
Thanks for putting me next to Lisa. By
that's,
the way,
well,
jeez,
no worries, bro.
And I went through all of that, and I feel
what
like you know,
you
know,
put
I'm not
us together.
I'm not disappointed.
Well, you asked the question: does it bring us closer together? Is it bring us closer together? Is that the right description of it? Just fun.
Like, do you feel like you bond more where it's like, well, you guys are on the same team. Sometimes when you have a threesome,
yeah,
it could break
it
up the relationship.
Oh, it's definitely
or make it awkward.
The laughs afterwards, especially when it's weird, are...
I was going to say,
coming in. She's
just
like,
for
let
the
me come
storytelling
in,
between oh, the Christ both of you, because it's almost like your own personal quest, what it would be like if you were single and meeting people, but you're doing it together.
Well, that's the thing.
So
my best guy
funny
friend from Miami, he was telling me, he was like, I was like, what's your obsession with threesomes if you're in love with your girlfriend? And he's like, I don't know. It's just something, you know, because sex is sex. And
it's
you
a hobby.
Obsession with threesome is probably unhealthy. Right, I don't think it's an obsession.
Okay. It's the a cologne? Hobby.
It's
right?
a hobby.
It's a hobby.
I think an obsession would be, it's funny. I think Christine was like weird about it yesterday, but it's funny that like you should probably almost be happy for this. A girl we hook up with was like, Christine was like, yeah, she'll come last night. And Christine goes, but she spends, this girl spends the night when she comes. And I just got home from that like long tour and everything. And she was like, yeah, if she comes, she has to spend the night. And I was like, then we'll just do it like another time. And then she was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not obsessed with, you know what I mean? But it's fun. By the way, if she was like, I'll come and hang for a couple hours and go, I'm like, yeah, I just can't just like.
Well, yeah, what are the rules? Like they can't sleep over.
No, I'm saying, but I'm not like obsessed, I think, is where you, at all costs, you're like, get him over here.
Yeah, right? Not obsessed.
I'm
but like,
fascinated with the mornings after. Like, ooh, who wants waffles?
That's why it's almost better to leave have the night of. Because everything ends sexy.
Have you ever had somebody who overstayed their welcome?
But it's one of the funniest stories I have in the world. And I'll tell this, and then we just do the first for Chanel and Andy. And then we'll get Lisa the fuck out of here. She has to get home. But this is such a funny story. Me and Christine brought this girl home. First of all, I didn't know she was a comic. I had no idea until at my front door, she goes, if we do this, I don't want you to like think differently of me. I go, this is all I know of you. And she goes, no, I mean, I'm a comic. And I go, well, if it makes you feel any better, I didn't know that at all. She goes, all right, this girl came in. Very, very cute girl.
Yeah.
Great.
Is she still a comic?
Don't know.
Just curious.
I don't know. But
follow-up questions galore over here.
Well, they
call me Follow-up Fiori.
They're good questions. Follow-up Fiori?
Really?
F-U-F. Fuff.
Just zinging and zanging in L.A.
She just got wet from that.
L.A. That's,
Lisa's like, yeah.
She came in.
That's just me zinging and zanging in L.A.
And Lisa, I love... You know what? Everyone here at this table should get this reference and why this is so funny. And I always give credit to my old roommate, Mike Fenoy. This is a Mike Fenoy story. He was my roommate still, me and Christine's roommate. And this girl came in with us. And
And Mikey can get crabby.
He can, but it wasn't that at all.
Okay.
This is a funny. And we went in our room and we hooked up. It was great. And when we were done, she was wearing a jacket, a leather jacket with fringes on the arms like the accused.
I just snorted. Sorry.
So, this is so funny. So we finish fucking, and then I wish Christine, because put Christine in the window for this, or Christine.
She's over there.
Yeah. How funny is the story? So she, and fill in anything I forget on Shannon's mic, but she, we hook up, and when we're done, we're like, so, you know, after like a, you know, 15 minutes, we'll hang, 20 minutes, and then we're like, hey, what's your address? Like, I'll get you an Uber, like, to your place, obviously. And this girl goes, she goes, oh, man, I'm, like, so tired. Like, is it cool if I just, like, spend the night here? And we've never been asked that before. So we were like, okay. And this is, like, we have a bed now that could support that even. But, like, that point we did not. It was three people in a bed that was not very comfortable.
Ooh, I would have fucking slept on the couch.
I thought about it. I've done that before. But like,
or checked into.
I've slept on the couch with a girl I've hooked up with in my bed and just been like, you sleep, I'll go.
That's weird. But yeah. I would definitely.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a never have I ever.
Never have I ever. No, but I mean, there's one other time a girl me and Christine hooked up with would spend the night sometimes and like I would go dip out into the couch for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, just space wise, it was whatever.
I'll watch a little Rick and Morty.
But this girl was like, I don't know, for whatever reason, it was just we all stayed in the bed. Then woke up in the morning, fucked again. That was awesome. I'm not a big morning sex guy, but that was pretty fun. And then we were like, oh, man, what a way to kick things off, huh? So what's your address? I'll get you an Uber to get out of here. She goes, I'm still so beat. I don't have to do anything until whatever. He goes, is it cool if I just crash here for a couple more hours?
Oh, hell no.
And we didn't know what to say, so we're like, okay. And then we just go and close our bedroom door. And like, we have at this point, we had a very small apartment.
You got to get quicker on the excuses by cleaning ladies coming.
Buddy, we've learned.
Yeah.
But like, but this was a... This makes for such a funny story, though. So she sleeps for hours longer. And she's, we're living our life. We're out in the living room, like, living our day. And I think we may have taken showers and went and got dressed in the room while she was asleep and then left the room again.
Got some smoothies.
It's wild.
Walked the dog.
Yeah, BLTs for lunch.
Fenoy comes out in the living room at some point, and he goes,
right.
He goes, you met Fenoy, actually. You went to the War on Drugs concert with us, I believe. He comes out, and he goes, he goes, hey, guys, what's up? And I'm such a lunatic. I go, shh. He's like, what? I go, we have a friend in there sleeping. It's like 3 in the afternoon. He's like, What? I go, yeah, we brought a girl home last night. I'm like, I don't know. She won't leave. She's like sitting there. And he holds up, he goes to the couch and her jacket's on the couch. He holds her jacket up. He goes, who'd you guys fuck? Richie Sambora? I don't know. It tickled me so much. It made me laugh so hard. He's holding up and goes, we just hooked up with a girl last night. You hold up a fringe leather jacket. What?
I would die.
Who the fuck? What? Ah, shit. That was so goddamn funny.
When did she eventually leave?
Yeah. Then, shortly after that, she got up and dipped out. But goddamn, man. That
I
was
didn't care
wild.
About Sambora crack.
Did you ever see her again after that?
Oh, yeah. Not.
She just didn't
Christine,
stay for
that
hours.
Was the only time we hooked up with her, right? Maybe one more time. Maybe one other time, but she was she had a drinking problem, a real drinking problem. At one point, I brought Christine into the fold when she... Is that the dog's chain?
It is. Wow, he's
I brought,
really onto
crazy.
Something.
I brought Christine into the fold when this girl had repeated the same story back to back, gets to the end, starts over from exactly the beginning, and starts it over again. I brought Christine in about 13 times in the rotation, and she did it about 25 more times before I went, should we take her to a hospital? it was pretty wild.
That's scary.
It's very scary. But yeah, she was obliterated.
Like, hey, Doc, we have an emergency. We just had a threesome.
This girl's Pablo Franciscoing.
Yeah. She's Pablo, yeah. Excuse me, sir? No, I can get this back. Pardon me, sir? Yes. Yes. Anybody? Hello? Oh, no. I'm here by myself today. I've never done it from this perspective. I have to give all of the information on Delta 8, everybody. It gets you high, so super high. Usually someone else says that, and I tell you a fun little anecdote about having sex with somebody or biting somebody on the neck, or who knows what. It's summertime, you know? Sundresses are out. Boobs, cleavage, sweaty stuff. You're going to want to get super high for that, and you don't want to smoke it like some freaky weirdo. I'd say take your gummies or your vapes from Yo Delta, home of Delta 8. It works, and it should be taken responsibly. I have to say that legally, but you know, if you got a fake ID... Who am I to stop you, you know? Come to the castle party. Delta 8 is awesome. Gummies and vapes, they get you stoned super high, legally. It's legal in, 48 states?
Yes.
Shannon, she's under my spell. She can barely contain herself. Hang on, let me get the water sound effect again so you can tell that Shannon is sopping wet right now. Look at Bobby. What the boob. Look at him sipping Coca-Cola in a plastic cup. Son of a bitch. Go home, you weirdo. Oh, Delta 8, everybody. YoDelta.com. The official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, guess what? I guess everyone gets a little piece, eh? Everybody. Not the vampire. Created who should be getting sold. I don't know. 85% at least? Well, you're going to get 25% off your order if you use the promo code GAS. Once more, promo code GAS. Really rubbing it in for 25% off. Your Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you soon. Where do you think Bobby goes? In his head, I mean. He just sits there, but where does he go in his head? Christ only knows. What do you think's playing in there right now? Old doo-wop songs? I don't know. Delta 8, get you super high at Yo Delta. Let's get back into it. Shannon, should we hit the firsts?
Sure.
The first time ever I saw Concert Detroit.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drug, and Rock and Roll. So what we do every week is we ask our new guests their first with each of those things, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Rock and roll being your first concert.
Yeah.
Drugs being your first drug experience beyond weed, unless weed's the strongest thing you've done. And, of course, your first sexual experience, consensual, Andy. I don't want to hear about some priest who got you. That's your fault for being so adorable and Catholic.
Aww. Just a little cherubic angel.
At least you've done these before, so it's just going to be Chanel and Andy on these ones.
All right.
Feel free to comment.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Chanel, when we say for your first concert, that was your choice.
The Fish concert when I was 17 years old in high school.
Do you still love Fish?
I still love Fish.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to. Yeah. So for people who don't know me, I'm an Israeli Colombian Arab Jew.
Ew, Colombians.
Obviously.
Everyone's reaction, damn.
No, Colombians, that's a big thing. My daughter
clearly.
Is, technically, she's Jewish on my side,
yes.
And my ex-wife is Colombian.
Colombian, yes, I know. Carla. We were actually in Miami together. And,
six degrees of Colombian Jews.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Colombian Jews or Colombian Americans, so we bonded over that. So that's, you get it. You get the whole Colombian thing.
You get
Your
it.
Daughter Absolutely. Is a badass,
she's
by the way.
She's currently in Colombia, my daughter.
Really?
Come home, Isabella. What are you, a refugee out there?
You want to do a fun game? Can you give me the... Do you know what the date of the Fish show was? And I'll tell you where...
Oh. 2000. When I graduated. I'm really bad at math. Maybe 2000?
In summer?
It was in summer. And it was... I want to say...
Beach?
I want
to
say...
You're trying
Jones,
to get...
Jones
Beach in 2000. Can guarantee that.
Oh, 2000 or 2001.
Weren't touring in 2001.
But I also might be bad.
Damn,
yeah.
Dude. 1998, that's
wacky. I might be making this up. But I do know my first concert was the Fish concert. And why
that's
I brought
awesome.
My nationality up was because my parents were so against concerts, and especially Fish.
They do a song. They do a jam called Hitler Had Some Good Ideas.
Oh, buddy.
They're like, you cannot go to concerts. You will be burned in the next Holocaust. I really should not make jokes about that. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Hitler had some good ideas.
It's like we're getting ready
swallow your gold fillings.
Yeah. My mom would be like, yeah, now they're anti-Semitic. I'm like, no, they're not. They're a bunch of Jews.
The drummer's name is Fishman.
Yes.
Two of them
they're
are
a
Jews.
Bunch of, two of them are Jews.
Yeah.
Wash your dirty vaginas in that public sink where you have to do
it.
We
should go to a Fish concert. No one wants to go.
There's a couple of us.
Yeah, a couple of us.
Yeah,
okay, good. Nice.
Yeah. Mike Fenoya, huge Fish fan also.
Mine was by choice too, and also my first one. I have a couple of great ones. Was Eric Clapton co-headlined with Elton John at Shea Stadium in 91.
Damn.
This is Layla had come out like acoustic on Unplugged.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I loved it. And my Aunt Syl got tickets for me and John Herron. We went. My dad drove us to Queens, waited in the parking lot. It was like, be out here at 11 p.m. We bought Bic lighters so we could hold them up during the slope.
How much did your dad not want to be by your mom that he waited for you? He didn't even come back for you. He's like, I'll sit here. I'd rather just listen to AM radio than your mom's nonsense.
No, he's a good dad.
Sure.
Did you cry a lot?
Horrible husband, though.
No, you know
what? And we all knew it.
So man was a World War II veteran.
Could he suck his own dick?
Absolutely. The greatest
Hell
generation.
Yeah, dude. Greatest generation. Damn, I
and
can't
then
believe
I went to Lollapalooza.
A Big J joint. Lisa Ann presents Byron Blows Byron.
You know that this project you guys are working on this week.
It's coming out so soon.
We're going to make so much fucking money.
You know
money.
What? He'll be more famous for dabbing me out
Hell
than
yeah.
anything in his entire life.
Hey, Shannon,
this is
for
a
set
life-changing moment.
For set design, what are you thinking? Maybe purple, like purple
I've
curtains?
Got that. I already have ideas.
Okay. Never mind, ideas. Shannon. Sit the fuck down. Take a back seat.
Just chill. You know.
Just chill. Just enjoy the show of Byron sucking his own dick the way you do.
That's all I ever wanted.
I need some pumpkin seeds. I'm sorry, I just have to be.
Okay, so now the second one is your first experience with drugs. Anything stronger than weed? After weed, unless weed was the only thing you did.
Yes, shrooms.
Yeah, nice.
Shrooms.
What was
I
your
love
first
shrooms.
Time?
First time was actually this year.
Really?
Can you believe Woo! That? Yeah.
You love it.
Love it. I want to do it all the time. Well, not every day, but
Hitty's
like,
got a guy.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
I wish
good?
You would give him. Why don't you bring him tonight?
Remember
you
said
let's go to the Fish concert, Andy,
Jay,
and take some.
Jones Beach. Jones Beach in July.
I said she
We're doing
said
it.
That I
We're
could
doing
comment
it.
In here.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
I have a very serious question for you.
Yeah.
So other than marijuana, this is the first hard drug you've ever tried? Other drug that
was Lisa going into a dab?
I've done Molly.
Oh, thank you.
Before, yes.
She didn't want to believe that she was so old that she died from doing a drug that was the hardest thing she's ever done.
I just want to know.
I've never done like coke and heroin, but I've done like
that's
Molly
fine,
and shrooms.
But I just
that's more my
Molly,
area.
Shrooms. Yeah. I want to know that you did maybe smash it.
Like, she did,
no,
she did cocaine off Kobe Bryant's dick once.
That would be cool. But I
right before he got on a helicopter, it was
actually,
bad.
My ex did snort ketamine off like some hot model.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lisa,
if that counts.
Did you bang athletes in your life, correct? Like professional? You won't
it's
tell.
Possible.
You won't tell. That's
Why
fair.
Would I give up my fucking game,
I got
bro?
I got you.
And I'm going to keep that shit going.
Understood.
I mean, I'm still there.
Allen Iverson.
Still
got
in it. You know
no,
right?
understood.
Right.
Joel Embiid, for
but
sure.
You got to do shrooms and go to
Dikembe Mutombo.
Go to 98.
Dikembe Mutombo. You keep it all African all the time. I understood. Wink, wink. Saying it without saying it. I understand. Any name I can't pronounce. Antetokounmpo.
I'm just, I'm glad. I'm just glad to know that it wasn't just shrooms.
Yeah, so I took it and I went to a 98 Degrees concert.
Molly?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Did it's you masturbate amazing. In your seat?
I was all over. I was like, oh, I need Nick, whatever up. Lachey to fucking
lip
jizz on me right now.
Oh, no. Other Lachey, come on me.
What? I was literally like, Lachey. And he's like, dude, get this fucking crazy ass bitch out of here.
He's like, hey.
I'm like, I'm just on Molly.
Hey, they're whatever like, my brother's name Lachey is, I think this girl's got to go.
They're like, please don't touch the talent.
Hey, Frank Lachey?
Yeah. I'm on stage.
Hey, Rick Lachey? Hey, Andy, what was
the first hard? Well, I smoked weed after summer of eighth grade, and then I did acid in senior year. I did coke in college, senior year of college.
It's like a Traveling Wilbury song.
I guess acid, if you consider that hard.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
So after weed,
you said weed, acid, and then coke.
Yeah, and
this is acid. If you think
I did an ecstasy,
is that
pill.
Hardcore? I don't know. It only destroyed Bon Scott's mind.
Production kill, over here, keep it down.
There's a small cachet of it in my lower back now.
Oh, there you go. That's not bad.
That was always one of the scare tactics.
That my time release.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
They're like, yo, it stays in your back muscles and like.
Thank
20
God
years later.
That shit is so good. I want it in my body.
I just heard that if I smoke pot, I would fuse with the couch. Hasn't happened yet. But if I wear short shorts, it does get sticky.
I did ecstasy in like 98 when it was still ecstasy, like a Mitsubishi pill.
Hell yeah.
Did you go to Limelight, the club, too?
I actually did go to
we're both bonding over here,
Jack. You think you guys fucked at a Fish concert and don't remember? Very possible.
Go, hey, were you in the Portage on at Deer Creek 7/11/99?
Yeah. You know what's great about being Byron? He gets blown at every concert he goes to. The beauty of being Byron. That's another book I'm working on. Lisa, I don't know if I'm going to let you on that one. That might be a single Big J joint. But I like our collabo on the dick-sucking video thing.
Yeah, we can kind of reverse collab. You know, I can be in the creatives and the marketing.
Around,
of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
You can be that company of yours
talk.
To be hiring me.
I might give you some
mean?
Points in the back end.
Okay.
That's what Byron calls
this is big business talk.
A reverse collab.
They're like, bitch, you're not invited to this talk.
And then your first sexual experience. Chanel, you go. What do you want? Andy, you go
like
first
when
so
I
you make you feel less bad about it.
The first time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go ahead, Andy.
Why'd you look at me and wink?
I was like, whatever. Bring it on with the sex.
Dude, what if he was like it was 40 minutes ago when Lisa Ann was passed out outside? You son of a bitch. My friend Lisa.
I go, good looking out, Byron.
I knew Chanel had my back.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I had
sure.
your back.
When I lost,
she
wait,
did.
So lost your virginity?
She got the angles. She got the right angles for
sorry,
it.
This is lost your virginity? Quite a journal entry.
I have a great lost your virginity date. Day Princess Diana. Ate it.
Dude, that
no.
got, I'm not kidding at all.
Dude, that got epic. Girls so wet.
Before or after?
After.
But you heard the news, and that marked
goodbye,
the day
virginity,
in your memory.
Although I really knew you.
It was my, I was 18. Yeah, 90, summer of 97.
It seemed to me
wow.
you lived your life like a candle.
I know.
Wind.
That song holds a different fucking
never
spot in my heart.
Who to claim?
Yeah, my mom knocked on the door while it was happening. I played Grateful Dead, Fire on the Mountain. I was
like,
blasting
switch positions.
It.
Sounds like it's starting to hurt.
I was blasting it.
My jaws actually hurt.
Put a towel under your knees.
I'm smiling.
You got your father's knees.
You're like, don't worry.
Take care of
okay.
her before yourself.
Yeah. Don't come quick like your father.
Wait, did
goddamn
you?
Goddamn guy, I don't know. The guy's always 16 years old. He pops like a child.
Did you console her after you heard about the Princess Diana?
She didn't seem very fazed. We were on a mission. Like, you know, we were like, today is the day. It's gonna
ask her where she wants it. Don't assume face.
It was both of our virginities, and we were like, today is the day. So the news cycle was not getting in our way. You
right.
Shannon never looks over me when I try to Shut up.
I did. I've been laughing, Jay. You've been missing it.
Whatever. She's
been
laughing at my jokes.
Whatever, bro.
She's still recovering from thinking you guys would have to call 911 on me and have to deal with this.
You threw up in her mouth when she was trying to give you CPR.
We only did two.
Get over it, Shannon.
We only did two. Never have I ever.
So what? She just had steak for the first time.
Never have I ever played this game.
I was actually thinking, though, you do... When you get sick, you're graceful about it. I need
Thank
to learn
you.
How to do that.
It's wonderful here.
Yeah, you look like a real slob when you get
I'm like, bleh.
Your farts like, were all silent. I appreciate that.
Not very royal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he'd be like, get out.
So I have a question. Okay.
Yes, dear.
Princess Di, day she dies. That's not about it, but it's how you remember it. This girl's name was not Diana, correct?
Carolyn.
And Carolyn.
Still good friends.
Did you repeat have sex again after that first experience?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Laundry
Every
machine?
Celebrity death, they come back together. I want to make sure Chanel's got to get to a show, so I want to make sure we get through her questions. Chanel, go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. First time I had sex was when I was 20 years old in college.
What college?
Nerd.
Northeastern University. I am a nerd. I knew you were going to say
Boston,
that.
That's why it's in
Northeastern University.
Did you eat your own pussy? Because that would make a difference. Byron hasn't lost his virginity yet. Why would he? Why would he waste his time?
You know what? I should just eat my own vagina. You eat your own dick, and we're just going to call it...
I have a girlfriend.
Do you do yoga?
Okay. Well, what is that?
She's never seen his dick.
No, I don't do yoga. I'm not flexible.
Where's Northeastern? So, I thought it was in Boston.
Boston.
That's what I said.
Because yeah, it's
you
in Boston.
No.
I hate
oh,
to
I didn't
bring
mean
this
to
up.
Say no to you. I think I said no to
Me and my
else.
Friend Lisa Ann are working on a little endeavor here where we're getting people who can self suck.
Self flatulate.
So am I one of the
You're
considerable?
20 years
can I open
old.
Up for you?
Hell yeah. We're trying to bend Bobby.
First, we're going
to
see Chanel Amari suck her own vagina. There. My mom's going to kill me, by the way.
You're 20 years old. How was the experience? Were
with
you
my
prepared?
First boyfriend who I was in love with.
In college.
In college. Never hooked up with anyone before him.
Were you a frosh?
A freshman?
Did you jump in the deep end? Did you go for a lot faster? Or you're like, let's do anal?
No,
and
we did. I've never done anal.
Still.
Yeah, still.
That was my next one. Never have I ever.
Special one. Lisa's
well,
like,
that's why you're a princess of Long Island.
And that's
exactly,
why,
baby. Exactly.
That's why Byron's here.
You're not going to.
I'm speechless.
Are you? Is that not normal?
It's not that it's not normal. I just think that, you know, you're holding out for all the wrong reasons.
I am,
you
right?
Know? I mean,
you know
but
how
I could
to do
it
good.
Someone
special.
Shouldn't really?
You be doing anal with someone special?
You probably
really?
Haven't found the dick small enough yet. I can appreciate
oh
that.
Oh my God. You know what? That
I
is
can
true.
Appreciate that.
That is true. I've had too many of the Byron dicks,
oh
and that has
God.
Hurt me.
All of these tried. Monster
well,
cocks.
They've tried. Yeah, they've
yeah.
tried.
Oh, you've tried before?
No, I mean, like.
Tip, and then you're like, fuck this.
I'm like, I can't.
Uh huh.
Like
even with lube and everything?
Yeah, blessing
and
the curse. All the drugs
so
in the world.
So many things for our building friendship
Poppers?
To really be
yes,
about.
I can
say
I want nitrates?
This for you. Yeah, it's just something different.
Well,
it should not be reserved for someone
Al,
else.
If a girl says Al during anal, I will stop immediately, but a part of me does go, nice.
Because I'm not getting that on
She's
the front.
She's like, ow, it hurts. I'm like, right? I don't know why we tried this. My dick's so huge. God, I can't even believe you let me try. I mean, this log.
I knew this was a fool's errand.
Yeah. I knew it was going to hurt. This thing is crazy, right? I mean, for a butt.
So your college guy at 20 years old, did you guys have more sex
we
after
did.
That first time?
Yeah, so I was like only with him for 4 years of college. So he's
only?
My first.
That's
only.
Oh,
I know, I'm a nerd.
Oh, only.
I know.
And you didn't cheat on him
now.
At all?
I did not cheat on him, but he definitely probably cheated on me.
Did you live out loud as soon as you broke up, though? Were you like, I got time to make up for now?
Yeah, I was.
Sucking, fucking.
I was all over New York City being like, my vagina is open, but it might look like Mitch McConnell. It's all good, though.
It's okay. It's okay.
Still.
No. Andy's like, I'm still trying to process.
Not phased
In the
at
dark,
all.
Everyone's pussy's Mitch McConnell.
I like
my
a
dad
slobber.
That's a great joke.
My dad told me that. He left when I was three.
Mitch McConnell in his first term.
Correct. Correct. Thank you. Andy's giving me the confidence. He's
I
like,
want
don't go
up, everybody to do their plugs here before we wrap this thing up. Let Chanel get out of here. Chanel, plug all your stuff, please. All
right, cool. Thank you. Check me out. I have the All-Star Comedy Show every month at The Stand. We have one July 12th. Get your tickets at thestandnyc.com. Would love for all you beautiful things to be doing my show sooner or later. Yeah. You could follow at the All-Star Comedy Show and City Harvest. We give back to end hunger in New York City with the money that comes through. So, and we have a lot of great, amazing comedians.
Them.
Well, I'm out.
I'm hungry.
They have great food. And
this,
it's a good time.
This fucking dump only has pumpkin seeds.
Make sure to bring your pumpkin seeds.
This place fucking sucks.
You could also follow me at Chanel in the City Podcast and at Chanel Omari.
Hell yeah. Lisa, you got a book, yeah?
I do. The Life Back. You can go to my store, shop, lisaann.com. And please remember that it's not for where you shop for Lisa Ann and the hundreds of emails I get a day of people thinking that means that they're buying me on that store is stupid. Mm-hmm. It's for my books, but at the release and for, yes.
People, wait, I'm not buying you when I pay for that?
at the release and all social media and YouTube, July 15th through 17th, I will be in Miami at Exotica. And word of the wise, do not dab with that guy right there.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Exotic
screen. Like, oh, afterwards.
I'm slinging books, taking photos, fuck talking yeah. to feverish masturbators face to face for 3 days straight.
Well, you jump into, I mean, historically, again, maybe stories, maybe bullshit, but do you jump into those wild? They're just like, yeah, 17 people fuck orgies in a hotel room. Hell no.
That's not my jam.
Not your jam.
You know, but is it happening? I don't know if it is or not. I think I've, you know, in the 90s when the ecstasy was great, that was really a thing that I was into. Time. But at this stage in my life, I'm no.
I didn't assume this week you were going to go. You got put down by fucking weed. I don't know if orgy cock's going to get you going. You're going to be staring off, water all over your shirt. What happened?
He goes,
I don't know. She goes, you know what? I'm coming to hear like 35-year-old Lisa Ann orgy and.
Please forgive me.
It serves me right.
At least I told the story and didn't make up some bullshit when I got up on here.
I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't do that. Elisa's one thing for sure, man. She comes on, she gives it, man. She fucking brings it every time. Elisa, always a pleasure to have you on. Andy, plug all your stuff, buddy.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun. I have a special coming out in July called Check Right on my YouTube. Please subscribe. Nobody is on my YouTube channel. I've neglected it forever. So go subscribe to Andy Fiore Dick Comedy. And go to andyfiore.com. All my tour dates and tickets are up there. What's this week? What is... I just go to andyfiore.com.
Hell yeah.
I got a bunch of stuff.
Byron, any plugs besides your own dick in your mouth? Get it? I'm working on my get it jokes.
Yeah, it's
get
hilarious.
It? I'm just Charlie in the Chocolate Factory right now.
Nice. Yeah. Dude, soon to be presented by Lisa Ann, a Big J joint. You,
which one of the
co-producers, Andy Fiore and Chanel Amari?
No. Yeah, that's a.
I've got
which
ideas.
One of the Wonka Five do you identify with?
The one that can suck his own dick.
Boom,
Charlie.
Yeah,
you know, cook.
Classic Charlie.
Grandpa didn't lie in bed for 20 years without learning a thing or two.
What are you guys even talking about?
Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Grandpa sucking his own dick, possibly.
What?
I don't know. We did run with it.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Lisa Ann was actually on it. And we heard about Andy Fury is also on it.
Big multiple
J, Big J was also on it.
Wow, you just said fuck Chanel Amari.
Hey, listen,
Amari.
If you need Chanel Amari, I'm always available.
I haven't met
oh, my
her
God,
again.
I can't believe. Yes. Why would you not ask her? Because she's Jewish again, right? This comes up every time with our Jewish
God,
guests.
Shannon.
I've had you on, Jay.
You have to fucking stop. You didn't know I was Jewish. I had to tell you my mom's maid.
Yeah, Shannon, thank you for offering me the pumpkin seeds. They were really a game changer in what could have been a 911 phone call.
Oh, you're a beautiful Aryan white woman. So do whatever you need. You're an Aryan white woman.
Anything for one of us.
Such yeah. a strange offering.
It is a strange.
That's all I had in my bag.
I get it. I was
no, but
strange.
Poor Shannon. She's like, I was trying to be kind, and you fucking cool. are judging me for my next pumpkin seeds.
You'd look cooler
bitches.
If you offered nothing.
Next time she won't.
You should offer to give her a field tracheotomy
I'm so
before
sorry.
You offer pumpkin
I'm,
seeds.
I'm still mean when I'm at that stage. You know what I mean?
Bobby,
I'm just getting through
anything
it.
Anything you want to plug besides Byron's dick in your mouth? Boom! I know you have nothing to plug. I just wanted to do that line. Yeah, the Bobby at Robert Hutch. At the Bobby Hutch. Fuck yeah, dude. On all social media? Boom. Follow Bobby in his quest to suck his own dick. You'll see. Follow along in his journey. Some are calling it a weight loss journey. I'm calling it a can you suck your own dick journey.
I love snacks.
I'm calling it a huge journey. Okay.
Also, everybody, a little plug for my girlfriend, Christine. I love
she
snacks, Marie
snacks.
Evans. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Albany, New York, I'm coming up 2 nights. I'm bringing Dylan from Gas Digital, Justin Silver coming with me. 2 nights, Albany, New York, at the Funny Bone.
Nice.
Or Improv. It's one of those two.
It's a Funny Bone.
Then Brick City Comedy Club, Oklahoma. I'm coming
here,
to great. You. And then I have the prestigious honor, man. They had me hosting the Nasty Show at Just for Laughs Montreal this year. I've never done that, so I've done
the
show
new Nick
a bunch,
DiPaolo.
But yeah, I'm going to be hosting it this year, so it's very, very exciting. Doing a bunch of shows
that's
up there.
Awesome.
I'll be there for 10 days at the
fuck
festival.
Yeah.
And after that, back on the road again. Thank you, everybody who came out on the Bert Kreischer tour, man. It was fucking unreal. Time in comedy, man. It was such a cool thing to be a part of. And thank you, Bert, and all the fans who came out to support. Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And, of course, the Bonfire 5 days a week. Me and Dan Soder, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And Ralph's got, of course, the Good Sugar Podcast on another network that's doing well. It's number 53 or something. he couldn't wait to tell people.
Yeah.
He's probably running wherever he's at, being a fucking weirdo. What's he doing? Where's he at?
The Azores.
On a vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's this? Check the age limit of the age of consent there. What is it? Why do you go there? Why do you go to a place I've never heard of before?
What did he do? Age.
What has he done?
16.
Oh, my God. What has he done? That piece of shit. Oh, my God. He's going to ruin a family. We love you, Ralph. We miss you. We'll have him back next week. Saturday's a show without me. Enjoy that. And other than that, we'll catch you.
Song.
Huh?
A song.
Oh, song of the week. Pop, pop, pop. Ooh, ooh. What's a good song about fucking...
Well, oh, we get to pick?
ODing. Under the Bridge.
That's a pretty good one.
Play Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because Lisa Ann OD'd tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
You hear that, TMZ? There's your blurb. Lisa OD'd. I can't believe it.
Is this dab or dap? Is that dabbing dab. Too?
It's dabbing also.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know.
You're worried about the confusion just of the football dab.
Oh, so if you want a dab, you go, I'd love one.
I thought I thought there was like a song that went to that.
There is. The dab, it's called.
We could have ended the show right before you said the whitest thing you've ever could have said.
We're in sync. We're going to go to the Fish concert, suck our own dicks, and then we're going to just...
Wow, except for sucking your own dicks. That's like the whitest tag.
No, that's what I signed up for.
Yoga,
but...
I'm telling you. And the Lisa Ann experience. You need to do yoga, okay?
Byron blows Byron.
Am I crazier, or are these two crazy kids going to fuck? We'll catch you next time on the SDR show. Peace.
Thank you.
Lonely as I am, together we cry.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.